Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my new TikTok friend and fellow Indiana fan.
Carly. Hoosier.
Carly, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for coming. You just literally landed in Los Angeles.
I just hopped off the plane in LA. Yeah. I've been waiting to say that.
You did!
But yeah, no, I just landed.
What would you do if I would have had like a limo sent to you?
I mean, that would be iconic.
That would be crazy.
I would be really intimidated though. I'm really glad
like,
you didn't.
Who the hell is
I'm like,
this
wait,
bitch?
What's happening? Should I like be looking better now? Like,
also, limos are so like prom 2014.
Oh, so prom.
That would be a little confusing.
That would be, I think I'd be scared.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. What are you doing in LA?
Literally just... like, I'm saying it's, like, work and play because mm-hmm. I came here to, like, network a little. Like, my manager lives here, so staying with her, super close with her. I have a ton of friends here, and then, like, I also have a bunch of influencer friends here that I never see. Uh-huh. So I'm, like, I needed to make a trip. I feel like everyone that's in LA comes to New York and does their rounds. Mm-hmm. It was my turn to go.
Have you been to LA before?
This is my third time.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
I came here a couple years ago for work.
Okay.
When I was doing, like... consulting. I was doing like social media management and I was literally by myself. I was just telling my manager before this. I was like, I was staying in Santa Monica by myself, walking like at the pier by myself.
Wow, what a boss.
Went and got sushi, like ate it in my room. Like,
corporate energy.
So I know. Yeah. So now I'm like, I want to like have fun and like be social and like do cool things now.
So fun. It'll be such a different experience now because like this is like Instagram's asshole. Like everyone who has an Instagram or has a TikTok like lives here. Or I know. So many people. I feel like there's a lot in New York too though.
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot in New York. LA really intimidates me, to be honest.
Really? Like,
and you know what's funny? A lot of people in LA say the same thing about New York, yeah. But I'm like, LA, the influencers here scare me. Like
That's so funny. I am scared.
Like I don't get intimidated easily, but it's just so like, it's almost like I never see anyone in person, so it's almost like this, just this unknown thing.
That's fair. I will say, though, and now that I've lived here for, like, I don't know, it's almost 8 years. Wow. It's crazy.
Oh my God, I've been here for a while.
I know. Well, I went to college here. I didn't go to IU. Yeah. So ever since living here, I finally, after 8 years, like, I feel like it's very rare when I run into the, like, mean influencer just trying to make it snarky person as much as when you first move here, right, which is like kind of nice too for you because you already have your internet friends, so you have an idea. That's the worst though, when you meet someone you follow and then you're like, you meet them in real life and they're and just not the same suck. And you're like okay,
that's what I'm scared of with here, because in New York, like, to be honest, from what I've experienced at least, maybe I'm biased because I am a creator, so people are gonna treat me a certain way, but I feel like everyone's been like super nice and welcoming and open in New York. But in LA, I just haven't had experiences with LA influencers yet, honestly.
Well, I hope you have a good experience.
You're like so easy and nice, and you're already, I'm like, we get along.
I hope you have a good experience though, because it just, you know, it depends. But I will say, if there are good circles, believe it or not.
I know. I need to,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of the internet likes to shit on the LA influencer, but whatever, you know, there are good people out there.
I believe it. And obviously you're a good person, and my manager's a good person. And so.
Yeah.
Gotta find the right people.
I know. I was like, I'll vibe with this girl, mainly because we have the common denominator of you went to IU and I'm from Bloomington. Yeah. So tell me about that. Why did you decide to go to IU?
I know.
Because you're like an East Coast girl, like, through and through.
I know. Everyone's like, why did you go to Indiana? But weirdly, like, so many people from Jersey go
to New York.
And New York. Yeah, go to Indiana.
Even so, LA, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. LA, Chicago, New York, New Jersey is like.
It's because it's such a big, like, party school.
It is. So, and I was always like, I just want to go to a Big Ten school, and I wanted somewhere that, like, was so opposite from my hometown. And I just felt like Indiana, like, I did college for the social aspect. Like, I always knew I was gonna have my own business. I always knew what I wanted to do. So I was like, I'm not going to, like, as fucked up as that sounds, I can curse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to school to buckle down and like be serious for 4 years. Like, I want to have a good social life and have fun. And I visited and I had the best time. And I was
Did you have a friend that went there?
I had like family friends that went there. And yeah, one of my family friends was like the reason, like, she was so cool and she was older than me and she went to Indiana and I was like, she's so cool, I want to be like her. She was an influence on that. And then when I went, I visited another family friend and she was in a sorority and I walked through the sorority house and I was like,
they're huge.
Crazy. Like, I was like, I want this life. I want to live in a sorority house. My dad went to JMU, which is another like really like rah-rah school. And so he was like, at first I wanted to go to a city school. And he was like, no, you don't understand. Like, you need to like tailgate and like have a good time.
That's great.
Yeah. So he was the one who really pushed me to like look at Indiana like after seeing our family friends having so much fun. And I loved it.
Wow. That's so, I feel like it's rare to find someone that just like randomly goes, not even where their parents went.
Yeah.
Like where, you know what I mean? Like, it was scary.
It was completely random. And I knew nobody going to school.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
That's like really hard or underrated, like how hard that is.
Yeah. No, I had a hard time, like, honestly, all through college with like friends, because it was always like, where do I belong? Where do I fit, kind of. But it's, I feel like I like my friends better now, like in the city, like I have more connections, but I had so much fun at Indiana, like I wouldn't do it over again.
Oh, great. That's good to, you know what, in college, those years, like you're still figuring out yourself. Like,
I think a lot of people,
I feel like that's everyone's experience.
And a lot of people are insecure. Like, I just think I was so insecure that I, like, didn't have the security to, like, stand up for myself in certain situations.
Totally.
Like, I would be a people pleaser. So it's almost like partially I'm like, okay, it was my fault. I would, like, put myself in those positions to be, like, the weaker link. So now I'm more confident and I can surround myself with like better people.
Hell yes. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
It's good to have a little progress,
yeah.
you know?
And yeah, like, exactly.
wait, so I just want to know like from selfishly, like, I'm like, what did you like? What did you not like about Indiana? Like going there, okay. living there. Give me the 411.
I got you. So loved being in my sorority, loved living in the sorority house. What,
were you a
tri-del? I was a tri-del okay. and we got kicked off campus.
Yes.
Iconic for literally doing nothing. But that was like probably like one of my highlights of Indiana. Honestly, like I loved my sorority. I know people have things to say about sororities and different experiences, but I personally had a great experience.
Were you there the whole time while I was still on campus? Or
we got kicked off my like junior year when I was going abroad. So I basically was unaffected by it because the prime years in the sorority are like
freshman, sophomore.
Yeah. So by that time, a lot of people end up like disassociating or moving off campus or whatever.
So you loved the sorority.
Loved the sorority aspect. Didn't like the boy aspect. Lot of fuck boys. Lot of cute boys.
Okay.
Lot of fuck boys.
Yeah.
And I was getting out of a relationship when I was like my like end of freshman, sophomore year. And so I was very fragile and guys would just be
fratty.
Typical fratty yeah. college boys. And it was like kind of scarring and awful. But then it taught me, you know, what to not do in the future. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the people in general, I found that I don't know, this might be messed up to say, but I found that like a lot of the people weren't as like emotionally intelligent. Like I would go to Michigan and I would visit my friends there and like a lot of them had like a really good head on their shoulders.
Oh.
And because Indiana is such a party school, I think like I'm very mature though. Like I don't like love to go out 24/7. Mm. And I found that those people that were really into the going out culture maybe like didn't have as good as those like solid friendships or didn't want to just like they didn't value like just hanging out with your friends on a Friday mm-hmm. night, not doing something. So that was what was a downfall for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just felt like the people weren't, not everyone, but there were some people that weren't as genuine.
I mean, I feel like that's, you can find those people anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. Or at least who I was surrounded by.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like when you're in college and that young, like sometimes you're like, I don't even know. What I want to do is get drunk.
Yes. And I want it to be cool.
Like that's I'm emotionally mature of you to want to just chill and hang.
Yeah. But in the beginning of college, like all I wanted to be cool, just like everyone else. Like everyone goes to college and they're like, we want our high school friends to think that we're peaking.
Yeah.
And like, so to be in like a sorority that I thought was like a good sorority and to like have all the like be surrounded by so many people, even if they weren't like really there for me, just to show that I had all these friends. Like that was like peak for me. Like I, even if I wasn't like really like happy with all of my people around me.
Absolutely.
But it's like, you know, you just want to like be cool because we're young and that's what we think is like the best.
Exactly. And then what about Bloomington? Did you like not vibe with? Were you like, I could never live here my entire life? Did you like that? Tailgating or
I honestly loved the small town feel. Uh-huh. I freaking love Bloomington. Like it's beautiful.
Yay.
It's in the fall and like I would literally just walk to class and I'd be like, I'm walking to math class right now and I'm really pissed about it, but like look how beautiful this campus is. Like
it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful and it felt like home to me. Uh-huh. It really like I made it my home for 4 years. There was really no like, I mean the downside is it's like an hour out of from normalcy.
Yeah.
It's like so in the middle of nowhere. Like, but I mean, again, it's like you feel like at home there.
I know. That's the one thing growing up is like the closest city was like Indianapolis. And it's like, that's like an hour away. And it's like, okay, what does Indianapolis at the end of the day like truly have to offer?
Yeah.
Like, especially for big city people, like personality people. Like, and then the closest from that would be Chicago. And it's still like, New York is a flight and it's far away. And same with LA. That's why I was like, I was opposite. I was like, I want to go exactly where I've never been, LA. And you did the opposite.
I don't blame you. I would be the same way though.
Yeah. So it's no surprise that you're in New York now. I'm sure to you and your family, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was always the plan. Yeah.
Got it. And then how did you land in like the social media space? Did you study that at all in college?
So it's such a long, like weird story, but when I was back in high school, I was a gymnast like growing up my entire life.
Oh my gosh, same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, no way.
So,
like
so
you did competitive gymnastics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yes. Those long practices.
Yeah. Those long 3.5 hour, 5 day a week.
Insane.
Competitions on the weekends, no social life. Yeah. So that was me for my entire life. And when I was a junior in high school, I was on my high school team and I tore my ACL.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
that's
so
a huge injury.
It was a like, obviously I needed surgery and it was a year recovery. And so that, like, put my whole life into perspective, because for my entire life, gymnastics was my passion. That was like what I did socially and just like everything. And then I, all of a sudden, I was like, now I need something else to do. Like, I'm depressed. Like, I need to, like, have a new passion. Mm-hmm. And I always loved health and fitness because of gymnastics, and my family raised me in just, like, kind of the fitness world. Mm-hmm. And I always loved fashion, and I was passionate about giving advice to people. And at the time, like, Ariel Charnas and, like, We Wore What, they were, like, the ones on the scene in New York. And I was so inspired by them. Like, I was like, this is so cool. Like, they're literally just, like, having these blogs and, like, posting their life, and they're making a living off of it. Mm-hmm. So I started a blog. It was called All Things C. Everyone in my high school made fun of me.
Wait, you started this in high school?
Yeah, when I tore my ACL, I started a blog.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 16 years old. It was 2013.
Okay.
So it was like really like the beginning of bloggers, and like everyone had like a website. It was literally a blog.
It wasn't even
Instagram at the
time. Did you watch like YouTube vloggers at all, or was mainly you were keeping up with people's blogs?
I liked the YouTube. Like, I always followed YouTubers, but I didn't like aspire to be a YouTuber. I always aspired to be like, I almost was leaning more towards like lifestyle and fashion in like the Instagram way.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes. Okay. And like, I wanted the perfectly curated feed vibe. I thought that was going to be my success.
Got it.
But whatever. So I made my blog. I started going to Fashion Week. All through college, I was doing like internships in the fashion world, and just continuing to like come back to New York and try to just like get my foot in the door any way I could. And I just have always had that entrepreneurial sense. So when it was graduation time, I was like, I can't work for other people. Mm. Like, I did the internship thing. I worked corporate. Like, I felt the corporate world. And I was like, this isn't for me. I can't do it. I'll be unhappy. So when I graduated, I got an opportunity, which was what brought me to LA the second time around. Mm-hmm. Basically, I was traveling around shooting content for like a mall brand. Like, whoa. Simon Malls.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, he worked for the company at the time.
No way.
So the CEO approached me and was like, we're trying to make some changes in like the marketing, social media. We need someone really fresh to come in. So I just literally traveled around the entire summer after I graduated and did content for Simon. Went to like the Toronto premium outlets here, like Palm Springs, San Francisco, just everywhere.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was like, it was definitely connections. But from there, I built my entire portfolio off of just that one experience.
Wow.
And like my blog and what I'd done in the past. And then people started approaching me like, oh, hey, can you come do social media for us? So that was when my business started. I started doing consulting for all these different companies.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing social media. And that's when like my social media life started. And my sister at the time was posting on TikTok. She's also like an influencer.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so she was posting on TikTok. She had like 30K or something. And I was like, all right, for my clients, I need to get on TikTok and just learn the app.
Yeah.
And I started getting followers on it. And I was like, okay, I still am passionate about all the things I was passionate about before. I'm gonna use this as my new outlet instead of like a blog or Instagram, which I was never successful at. And then that was that.
It's so funny because, like, from my perspective, I'm like, it's so clear that TikTok is your platform or video because, like, your personality is so strong and you have, like, a lot to say and it's good.
Thank you.
That's why, like, you know what I mean? That versus, like, an aesthetic. Like, it's easier to have, like, a great aesthetic than to – not that it's easy, but than to have, like, a strong, powerful, exciting personality, you know? And that's scary to show up and just – film yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
It's so funny though, because it came so much easier to me. Like, I really struggled all through college when I was trying to be like the Instagram girl.
Yeah.
Like, I was like trying to make a perfect feed.
It was definitely hard.
It's hard, but it's like you overthink it, and it's
100%.
Like, sometimes I'm just like, it's actually better to not overthink it and just be yourself, at least in my case. So when I started just being myself and just like posting random things on TikTok, it gave me that creative freedom to actually just post what I want to post. Mm-hmm. And that was when I saw the success.
So now you're full-time TikTok.
Yeah. I have like one client left.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I literally like this entire year have been slowly dropping off clients since I started, just because it like got too overwhelming with doing both. But I still like have a little bit of a passion for doing the social media side and like the marketing side of things.
I will say too, it's like being a follower and a fan myself. I feel like you having that and even implementing your day to day, like working with other clients in your content, would be interesting to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, that's kind of interesting, like that you have that, because not everyone does, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. I used to, when I had like a full roster of clients, yeah, that used to be like, oh, day of my life, like showing what I did. And then it just, I got less passionate about it because I got more passionate about my own brand. Selfishly, it's yeah, like you want to work on you.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I know you were talking a little bit about how you first got your foot in the door with the Simon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What advice do you have for someone that's like about to graduate and they're like, I've never moved to a big city, I don't have connections. Like, how the fork did they get their foot in the door?
So I was lucky, and like I will say, like, I had the privilege of like my dad having those connections for me, like when I went to Fashion Week, but my main thing is like, if I didn't have that connection, I would still be where I am, because you just need to literally utilize any connection you can find, whether it's a friend, a family member, reach out to people on social media. Like, do not hold back, like be aggressive, because the people that are more aggressive are the ones that are going to get further. Absolutely. Like even the girls that have like slid in my DMs a million times and been like, can I be your assistant? They have a better chance than the people that didn't do that at all. So it's like, just literally use any connection, work any connection you have, even if it's like so slight. Mm-hmm. You see someone on LinkedIn that like you saw one time, that's like a connection to someone else that you want to work for. Utilize it.
Absolutely. I think I always try to emphasize, like, there's a huge difference between being persistent and crossing the line. Yes. Of being, oh, like, invasive.
Yes, you don't want to be creepy about it.
Yeah.
But there's a classy way to be stern and
be extremely persistent.
Be confident. Yes, without being, like, overstepping and being creepy.
Absolutely. So what do you feel like popped you off on TikTok? Like, what type of content do you think resonates the most with people that you make?
To be honest, anything that was authentic to my life was what was going to be doing well. But the thing with me is that my whole life I was unsuccessful, in quotes, because like I was still like working hard, but I never like saw the following come. When I was working really hard but posting sporadically, like I would hype myself up in my head like, you can't post unless it's perfect. When I joined TikTok,
I did that too.
Yes. Yeah. So I would like, I literally was like frozen and I was like, I can't.
Perfectionism was your biggest weakness.
Yes. It made me unsuccessful because I would be like,
wow,
you can't post, you can't do anything until it's perfect. So now it was like, when I joined TikTok, it was the opposite. I was like, you're just going to post every day. It can be the most shit content. I don't care. Just be consistent and show up. And that was when I saw the change. That was like literally the biggest breakthrough I ever had, was like, just showing up every day, even if the content wasn't great. It was just being there, because something is always better than nothing. And I used to think it was the opposite.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. I think that resonates with so many people who are perfectionists. Mm. And like, have you ever taken the Enneagram test?
Yeah.
What are you?
ENFJ. And I'm also...
Oh, wait. No, that's the Myers-Briggs.
Oh, that's Myers-Briggs.
Have you taken the Enneagram?
The Enneagram is like the number. Numbers.
Yeah.
I think I'm 8, but I'm like multiple.
Oh, you're the challenger.
Okay, I think.
Okay, honestly, I could see it. Okay. I'm a 3.
Okay, what is that?
You remind me of a 3, which is like the achiever.
I think I have parts of 3.
Probably.
Because
it
showed up with multiple for me. Like, okay. I remember it being multiple.
I'm sure you do. But anyway, it's like one of those things where, again, perfectionism is your biggest weakness. And like, especially with YouTube, with me, I used to never upload my shit because I would edit it. And then I'd be like, I don't look good enough.
Nothing.
In this.
Yeah.
The edit could be better here. I could have filmed this better.
Yeah.
My text could have been. And then it was just my biggest weakness.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest things you can do to help yourself, is recognizing your weakness and going the opposite way like you did.
100%. And just like, even what you're saying with looks too, like I would be I would be so strict about, you are not going to be, I would literally tell myself, like, you're not going to be successful until you are the ideal version of like what you want to look like. And then it's so funny, because I always thought like, you need to be thin in order to be successful. And then now I like weigh more than I did back then, and I'm more successful now than I ever was. And it just shows, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like,
it's weird, but it makes so much sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy how like my perfectionism literally like
was your worst enemy.
It was my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And when I just let go a little, then I was like, okay, that's what success looks like.
Well, you've seemed to develop such an awesome confidence and like aura around you. I feel like you, when I watch your videos, like I know I'm going to feel good after I watch it. So what do you feel like you've learned just from like posting, you know, having success, like confidence wise? What do you feel like you've learned?
I think that mainly just like, it's all a facade a lot of the time. Like,
wow,
everyone's always struggling. I mean, not for me personally. Yeah. Like, I'm saying though, like, everyone looks at me and they say she's so confident. And I think like with a lot of creators that have confidence as kind of one of the pillars of like their content, they think like, you are so confident, how can I be like you? But it's like, nobody is perfect. We all go through the bad days, the good days. And honestly, I have some weeks and some months where I have a little more bad days than good days. Like,
we all
are on a roller coaster. So it's like, if there's one main thing I learned, it's like, we're all human, and whoever you're looking at online and whoever you think is like the ideal vision of like what your life should look like, it's not. Everyone's always a work in progress. So it's like, I'm never going to claim to be like, I made it, because I'm just constantly getting better and working on myself.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so cool to like even admit, just because I feel like sometimes it's the people too that talk about it the most in their content are even the ones that struggle the most with confidence sometimes. Because like I feel like the stuff I talk about the most is sometimes the stuff I struggle with the most.
Oh my god, 100%.
Because it's like top of mind.
Yeah, and people will be like, it's funny you say that because people will always be like, well, why do you talk about body image so much? Why do you talk about your body so much? And I'm like, because
I'm dealing with it every day.
It's the biggest struggle. It's one of the biggest struggles in my life. Like my entire life, I've struggled with how I feel about myself. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. I'll beat it to death if I have to.
Literally.
Because it's like, we're all thinking about it. And this is my outlet too, as much as it's my job now and whatever. It's also like therapeutic to just like talk about things.
100%. Sometimes even to the camera, like I'm saying what I should say to convince myself that day.
Yeah, 100%.
If it's a bad day.
Oh my God. And I love that though, because I think sometimes it's really therapeutic as a creator to like give yourself a pep talk, but you're giving other people a pep talk, but you're giving yourself a pep talk too.
Absolutely. What would you say, like when you are struggling with confidence just in general, like what are some tips and tricks you always resort to?
Get out of the mirror. Like stop looking in the mirror.
Okay.
Because I think like people have this idea that like if you look in the mirror and are like, you're so beautiful, you're so hot, that like that's gonna help you. But I think on the other hand, it's like, why are we valuing beauty so much, and why aren't we thinking about all the other amazing things that we are on this earth for? Like, you're literally like a smart, like I just think of all the things that I am. I'm smart, I love my family loves me, like I have great friends that I'm surrounded by, I love my city, like I love my job, all these things, like I'm making an impact on people. What does that have to do with how I look? So that's what brings me confidence. Like my confidence has nothing to do. You kind of have to erase the exterior part. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm always like, if you feel bad about yourself, just stop looking at yourself and think about who you are as a person and let that hype you up.
Absolutely. It was funny the other day, these past couple of weeks and months, ever since I turned 25, let me know if you agree. I feel like I just feel different turning 25.
I love that for you.
I feel older.
I felt old immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I old now?
I felt older. I felt also the most content but confused I've ever been.
Yes.
Like quarter-life crisis.
Because you're young and old.
Yes.
Like half the people in the world are like, oh my God, 25, like you're old. And then the other half are like,
you're so young.
Yes. Like you have so much to figure out. And it's so true. You're like, half my friends are married. Half my friends are like still going on benders every weekend. Like, I don't know.
100%. Yeah. So I've been like, it's funny, like I've been getting all this confidence with saying no to things or saying yes to things or whatever. But then I've also been questioning stuff I've never questioned before. Mm. Like, are we actually good friends? Or like, you know, will they be in my life forever? Like just, I've been like, you know, the mind has been wandering, right? And I was thinking, I had this inner dialogue with myself the other day, which is so stupid, but so true. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like going through, I'm on my period. I feel like I've gained 80 million pounds. Like I feel like ass.
Yeah.
I'm breaking out like crazy. Uh-huh. My like hormones are going bananas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like showing up to my friend's house and they genuinely aren't going to, first of all, give a shit and notice.
Mm.
And I really had to like convince myself like they aren't friends with me because of how I look or feel. They're friends with me because I'm fucking awesome.
Exactly.
And I'm like fun to be around and I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
And they're learning something from me. And it's just another variation of what you just said.
100%.
All the things you bring to the table other than looks. But I really had to have that inner dialogue with myself being like, okay, but like actually no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And if your friends did give a shit, then those are the wrong friends.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's weird. You're like, you look
so
terrible.
Weird.
You're like, what?
Like people don't notice that.
Yeah. Never. Oh my God. Never. It's you're always thinking so hard about what you look like. It's like when you go out and you have a bad outfit or like you have a bad hair day.
You're like, oh my, like they see this.
Everyone's like, you look exactly the same as you look every single day. I'm like, you're probably right, but I don't feel that way.
Same goes for when I feel like I look like fire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is no one complimenting
me? I'm like, I look stunning
today.
Yeah, because
no one cares.
No, everyone thinks you look the same every day.
Exactly.
So sad when you think about it.
I know, but you know what? It is really though, like how you feel. That's
but,
why I love finding a clothing item when I'm like,
yes,
no matter what you actually feel like, this will make you feel good.
Yes. Oh my God, that's the best.
It is the best. Anyway, it seems like you have made some fabulous post-grad friends.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I feel like a lot of people struggle with graduating and they're like, I have no friends, I just moved to a big city. Like, how do you find the good ones? Give us the 411.
Literally, like, I mean, LA is probably the same as New York in the way that like you really can meet people in the weirdest ways.
That's crazy.
Like one of my best friends to this day, I met her, I was on a date with a guy. This guy asked me out. He was like, can you come to a work dinner? And I was like, well, that's a little weird, but like, I'm just going to say yes and go. So I went to a work dinner with him and he had clients like at the dinner.
Oh,
and
wow.
The this girl who was like, she's adorable. She was one of the clients, like the heated finance.
Oh my God, you made a TikTok about
this. I made a TikTok about this.
Yes.
So she's literally my best friend. Like she's one of my best friends.
That is crazy.
And we were across the table. We were like just chatting it up and we were like, oh my God, we have so much in common. And it was one of those things where like we actually were going to see each other after that. Like it wasn't like, oh my God, let's hang out. Like,
yeah.
We were like, no, like we're being best friends. We had like a crush on each other in like a friend way. Like we were just like obsessed with each other. Uh-huh. And so like literally a week later we hung out and been inseparable ever
since.
That's
hilarious. What happened to the dudes? I need to know.
Oh, they're F them.
Both of them are like gone?
Well, okay. So the guy that I went on the date with, he like doesn't even live in New York anymore. But we were like hooking up for a while after that, but I was done with him. He wasn't it. It was more fun for me than anything. And then the other guy that was like he was another client. He's still like best friends with her. And it's like a whole like work drama craziness because
that
is
hilarious.
Yeah, there's like love triangles. Like there's all kinds of crazy stuff that I can't say because they'll probably get fired from their job.
I am dead.
But yeah, like crazy. And now we're like literally so close, like hang out every day.
I love it. What do you feel like is the key to like finding that though? I know it's like that was spontaneous, but like how did you know she was a good person to follow up with? And like,
so you know my therapist before, it's so funny, when before I moved to the city, I was like to my therapist, I just want people that are like me. Like I want people that are like hardworking, and like I kept naming like all these things, like have good values, are hardworking, but like to have fun. And my therapist was like, you just want like-minded people.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need to start looking for like-minded people. And for a while it was hard. Like I was like looking and I was like, okay, not really. That's not my favorite person. That's not my favorite person. And you just have to know like the qualities. Like you have to have very specific qualities that you look for, and like don't settle for less. Like I knew that I deserved like a good friend because in the past I didn't always have that. Mm-hmm. So when I thought of those qualities, she was that person. And then whenever I met someone, I just went through those qualities in my head. Like, do they meet up to like my standards? And I know it sounds weird because you use that kind of in a relationship sense, but it works in a friendship sense too.
Yeah.
Because you want your friends to be truly there for you. Like once you're out of college and you're out of all of the BS, you just want like real people that are like there.
Well, and graduating college, like you're actually on your own. Mm-hmm. And it's like you need friends almost that are family. Like, you know, in the city, if my car like gets totaled and I'm on the side of the freeway, it's like I can't call my mom and dad. Yeah. Like they're in Indiana.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like I need to have good friends that I can call.
100%.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
What about more like on a smaller scale? Like what advice would you give to someone that is like where do people meet friends other than I guess randomly? But like some people say, go to your favorite workout classes, go to the park. Like what?
Honestly,
do you have any tips or tricks?
My whole thing is like find one person, just one single person. Ooh. And go hang out with their friends and then go hang out with their friends, because everyone in a big city, especially when you're young, everyone is so eager to meet people. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, just bring your friend. So the way I met like so many people was through friends of friends. So it's like just find literally one person that you can like grab dinner with, and then have her invite her friend from college, and then have her invite her friend from home. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. And like that's how you network and make friends. It's like literally just using even just one person that you
know. It's like a giant web.
Like it is a giant web.
In LA, it's actually so small once you're in it.
Yeah.
Completely. Would you say the same with New York?
1,000%. Yeah. It's like everyone walks in the same circles. And I'm like, I thought college was like that. Yeah. And I go to New York and I'm like, it's even crazier.
It's weird.
It's so crazy.
And then you're like, whoa, like my TikTok friend knows my other friend's hometown friend. Yeah. You're like, whoa.
And you're like, I didn't think work would like mix with any of this. And it does. It's so crazy.
It does. Tell me about your dating life.
My dating life absolutely sucks.
It's okay. Just like every other 25-year-old city.
It sucks, but I've been doing better. For a while, I was on this kick of like...
No, you're inspiring me. I'm like, I should go on a date.
No, but for a very long time, I was like, I'm focused on me. I didn't have the desire. Like, nothing in me was like, I really want to go on a date.
It's so weird, and I've always had a crush.
Yeah, me too. And I'm always, I want to be around guys, and I want to be with guys. But it's like, I didn't have the desire to, like, go on a date with someone. It kind of, like...
I get that.
It icked me out, and it stressed me out. And I was like, I don't want to be stressed. The only thing I care to stress about is, like, my job and, like, that kind of thing. Like, I don't need to be stressed about
so fair.
Men. But then...
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
It's another full-time job.
But so I just waited. I said to myself, like, the universe, like, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. And I just waited until I felt ready. And then I just started feeling ready. Like, I started feeling like, okay, I want to start, like, dating again. And so in the last, like, couple of months even, I've just been a little more consistent. It hasn't been anything crazy. Some of my friends are, like, serial daters and go on dates every week. That'll never be me.
I wish that was me.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably have a better success rate if it was me. But it's not. And I like, you know, but I like that we're like this because it's like we're independent. We know our worth. And if someone comes along, we're not just going to stop for anyone.
Yeah.
If the right person comes along, we're only going to stop for like the truly right person that you have a connection with. But yeah, I just been casually dating. Like I literally rarely go on even a second date. I just kind of mess around. I don't like most people. I'm very picky. But I was happy with my date last night. Actually went well.
Hell yes.
Yes.
And is this an app?
So it was Hinge, but like friend of a friend.
Okay, that's perfect.
Which that's my rule of thumb with Hinge or with an app. It's like, I'll go out with you, but I want to know that we at least have someone in common so I feel safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you get to that level? Are you like...
Literally just like check Instagram, see if we have mutuals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And or like, I see what school they went to, screenshot it, send it to a friend that went to that school, mm-hmm. see where they're from, send it to a friend that's from that place. Like,
figure it out the forward.
Yeah. And I've been in situations where I haven't had any mutuals, but like they were from a place in Long Island that I knew of and it was like normal enough. But I'm careful because you never know.
Yeah. Don't want to waste your time.
And that's another thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste my time.
Why did this one go well? Were you just like, I fucking have a crush on you when you sat down? Do you know what I mean? Like, or was it anything in particular?
Great question. I like literally don't know. Like, it just was
I think you just like him.
I just think he was actually just like a nice guy. And at first he was very shy. Like, it was more like he was like, it felt like he was holding back a little. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, it's awkward in the beginning of a date when you're sit down, so you're like awkward. Waiting for your drinks to come and you're like, what do I do? But then as things went on, I was like, oh, the conversation's good. It flows. I felt comfortable with him. And I don't know. I just was like, it was because I'm very like, it doesn't have to do with like physical attraction for me as much as it's like a chemistry thing. Mm. And it was just a chemistry thing. I felt like he was cute. We had things in common and that was that.
Did you on the app, were you like, this guy's hot, I need to go on a date with him? Or were you just like, okay, I guess I will? Because I feel like I struggle with like, I'll dilly-dally in the app, and then I'm like, I don't want to see them.
You're
like,
literally me. You're literally me.
So I'm like, please tell me a tip or trick on how to get myself out there, because I feel like guys don't look cute in their photos. And I'm like, meh.
I know. It's okay. Part of it is like once you get out there once or twice, it's a lot easier to kind of push yourself to do it. But I think the other thing is
also like, no, because
I know. But I'm literally like you, and I'm telling you, it was just a matter of time because I, for the longest time, was like that, and then something just changed in me. Like, it was either a maturity thing or I just got a stronger desire to, like, have someone.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the desire wasn't strong enough before, so I didn't
care
enough. But for you, it truly might be that way, and that's okay. Like, nobody is, like, forcing you to, like, I don't get what the standards are when our families are all, like, are you dating? Do you have a boyfriend yet? Do you have this? Do you have that?
Oh, it's so weird. And I feel like they just have nothing else to talk about. Like, they don't understand TikTok, so they don't know what to talk about with me.
Literally.
And I'm like, ha, slay. And they're like, what? Wait, what? Like, they don't understand.
My grandparents are always like,
only thing they ask.
They don't know
what else to ask.
Yeah, literally, that's it. And I'm like, do you realize, like, we're, like, strong, independent women, and, like, we don't have to date every 5 seconds?
Well, I'm just like, can you just, like, fucking watch Euphoria so we can talk about something else? Like,
literally.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Anything else.
But I'm just like, watch a goddamn show.
Don't ask me about my love life because it sucks.
Literally. I'm like, I want to talk about Zendaya and Rue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
Like, I don't want to talk. I don't have the D.
But for
HBO
you.
HBO does.
When the it's true.
Anyway, continue.
For you, when the time, you'll feel it when the time comes. But for now, if you feel like fucking around on an app and just like talking to people and getting your foot in the door a little, there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, wait, but you feel the desire currently? You're like,
yes,
oh.
I feel it. And
as in you want a boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm looking for a relationship.
Okay,
so then just wait. Because I'm telling
I'm
you.
My third quarter.
I felt that. Like, I was like, I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. And now I'm, like, right on the cutting edge where I'm, like, I feel like I'm almost ready. Mm. Like, I'm just about ready. But you might just honestly deep down not be ready for it yet. Because if you are ready, you're going to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
And, like, I would do the same thing. I would be like, look, I would have such high standards and like look for like the hottest guy on the app. And if they weren't like exactly my type, I would like X them. But now I started changing it where it's like, even if they're not like, oh my God, so attractive to me, I'm like, when I meet someone in person, I'm not looking at them like, are they the ideal vision?
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell myself.
Because on an app, it's like you're just judging. But when I meet someone in person, it's never, I don't care about looks. I care about, again, like the connection, the chemistry. So I try to just lower the standard a little, give more people a chance. And I'm still picky. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
oh, no. I always try and remember, too, like my guy friends that, you know, how you have guy friends. You're like, he's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. But like, initially when I met them, I never was like, oh, they're hot.
Yes.
Now that I know them, I'm like, they're hot.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I have so many situations.
So I try and remember that with the app too. I'm like, okay, you know, this could be my future best guy friend.
It's so true.
Because I ended up dating.
All my guy friends, I've ended up like hooking up with accidentally and being like, oops, like I do think they're hot now. Because at first it starts with a friendship and then it turns into like.
And then they're funny and then they get the good job.
And then you like know them really well. And then you get jealous when you
and
see them.
And they think you're funny. And they think you're
they
cool.
They give you attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they're just there.
Yeah. And you're
in
like,
your bedroom.
I'm bored.
Okay.
Like, how did this happen?
I love this. I feel like it's hard to. We almost have so much access to dating that's hard.
Oh, I'm like. Completely.
You know what I mean? You're always like, oh, there could be, let me X because there might be someone better.
I think that's the biggest problem. I even heard like a love, like a relationship expert talk about this where she was like, people just like have too many options. And like when you have too many options, you freeze and you're never going to do anything about it. You need to like lessen your options. So like if you're going on Hinge, like only like 1 to 2 people or only try to talk to really 1 to 2 people and just date 1 to 2 people and then really try to narrow it down by like the third date. Mm. Like really, because when you give yourself options, it's not helping you. It's not serving you. It's only making
it's confusing.
Things. It's more confusing. Mm-hmm. It's just making things more difficult.
Well, you're inspiring me. I really want to go on more dates just so I can
come to New York, we'll go on double dates.
Yes.
Like literally.
I would love
that's
that.
My favorite thing to do. Double dates is so much easier.
Yeah, they are. And then it's
more
like
chill.
If they're weird, I can just talk to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. We're like, oh, we have somewhere to be actually.
Yeah. gotta go. Anyway, okay. This podcast is called Making Moves. So mm-hmm. I want to ask you your 5 best moves. I have 5 different questions.
Okay.
It's a fun little segment that we're gonna do. So the first question is, you can answer it rapid fire or you can go deep, whatever
okay.
you want.
Okay.
First question is, best dating move you've ever made?
Puff, best dating move I've ever made. Honestly, like, this is going to sound really messed up, but like ignoring the person, like being hard to get.
Oh.
Because men always want what they can't have. This is going to be like, people are going to be like, you're not a feminist. I'm going to be like, it's fine. But like, I'm sorry, but guys want what they can't have. And when you give them so much access to you, it's not fun anymore. You got to give someone a little something to work with. So I mm-hmm. always, my best dating move is just make a guy work hard for it. Don't just like be so easy and be so available. Make yourself a little hard to get, a little unavailable.
I think what you're saying is like, you're not even playing hard to get, you just are hard to get.
Yes. You
which is attractive.
People your
like
energy and it's like for anyone, like your energy and who you are is so important and is so like you should value that so much. So like be careful who you're letting into your space and letting into your life. Like
I love it.
Yeah.
it's being busy, being hard to get.
Yeah.
Like even whether it's a friend, a random person 100%. That's trying to work with you or a guy.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, best money move you've ever made.
Oh my God, I'm like the worst budgeter ever.
You are?
Best money move I ever made was just like starting my own business because like it was so rough at first, mm-hmm. but just keeping my head down and sticking it out and like not underselling myself.
Mm.
Like I knew my worth off the bat, and even if at first it seemed a little bit like too much, in the end it was like, I just knew my worth.
Mm.
So just like having clients like pay me the right amount and like asking for what I deserved off the bat kind of thing. That's what really helped my business take off in the beginning.
Absolutely. I even think like, because as women, I feel like a lot of times I hold myself back more than I think. Like if I thought my rate should be $1,000, I would be like, okay, let me do it for $800, right? When really you should be doubling that and then coming back.
Yes.
So you should really be, if you think your rate is $1,000, like go for the $2,000.
100%.
And then come back or whatever, which is essentially what you're saying.
100%.
But I love that. Okay, cool. Best business move you've ever made?
confidence and just like being aggressive. Like anything that I would do, I would kind of, I guess you could say it's like fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Like if I walk in a room, I could have been 16 years old, but I was still going to act like I knew my shit and I knew what I was doing. And I think anyone that you can do something and be so great at something, but if you don't have that confidence and that confidence in yourself and your work, then you're not going to be as successful. So it's just like, even if you don't have it at first, just fake it until you make it.
With your job, this is a follow-up question. With your job currently, how are you implementing being aggressive?
Honestly, like when it comes to my rates and just like working with brands, I'm never going to settle for less. Like if a brand doesn't give me what I want, then that's fine. We don't have to work together. If a brand's not the right fit, like if it's like not a brand that I believe in or they've done something in the past that's like a little iffy to me, I won't work with them. I think those are just like holding yourself to a certain standard is like the most important thing.
Love it. Best physical move you've ever made?
Best physical move?
So like moving to New York.
Oh, okay.
Going to IU or, you know, it can be literally physical. I'm like going for a run. I don't care.
Honestly, like, I would say like living in Florence was probably.
Oh, because you went abroad.
Yeah, it was pretty life changing. It like put things into perspective.
Why?
It just like living in a place that's not, it's like so opposite. Like in Florence, you don't, it's not like you have your local Starbucks. You have your like, you're speaking other people's language or like, I don't know how to speak Italian, but like you're adjusting to someone else's culture and living like other people do. And it's like you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes and you're living in a way that you're not used to. You don't have access to the things you're used to having access to. It just like it was like a challenging but like really fun and rewarding time. And it just opened my eyes to so much. And it honestly, like I never knew how much I loved to travel and explore until I actually lived abroad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this is like, I'm truly passionate about like seeing other cultures and how other people live.
What do you feel like were some of the most eye-opening things about traveling to Florence?
Honestly, like I just feel like being on my own, like so far away, like I could have been anywhere. I mean, honestly though, the part about Florence is that it's so cut off from the rest of the world. Like it's like you, it's very, there's not, it's old fashioned. Like it is as old fashioned as it comes. You are living in literally like one of the oldest places.
So cool.
Ever. And I would like go into these, I took classes about like these palaces. I took this class called Palaces of Florence and I was like walking in all these old palaces where these people used to live. Like I think those were the most eye opening things, being like the world is so much bigger than just like what we're doing. And like it goes so much farther back than just like where we are now. It was just cool learning about like the history of everything, like where we come from and just appreciating it more.
I am going there for a wedding in May, so I'm gonna have to text you for Rex.
I got you. I'm so excited for you, Rex. Oh my God.
It'll be fun. Is there anywhere you're dying to go to? Places you've been dying to go to?
Bali, like weirdly. I mean, and that's not that weird, but like it's so far, it's like it's a trek.
I would love to do that too.
Bali and Greece, but I always say Greece is like my honeymoon spot.
Oh,
like,
Greece, you would love.
Yeah.
You gotta do Greece.
I've been trying to go for so long and then it just ends up not happening because I end up going somewhere else. But
did you not go there on the cruise?
No.
Where'd you guys go on the cruise?
Spain, like a little bit of Italy,
London.
France.
You did London. Too.
We did London, but that was just like some of it wasn't the cruise. Some of it just like did on our own. Like London and Paris we did on our own.
Got it.
Mallorca did on our own. But yeah.
So fun. Yeah. I was living vicariously through your cruise content.
It was the best. I'm not a cruise girly, but it was fun.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I hate cruises.
Why?
I just am not a boat girl. Oh. I don't like boats. I don't like a cruise. I thought it was like, it's so funny. Like we'd walk on the boat and they'd be like, hey, sailors. And I'd be like, this is so tacky. Like, I'm like, I can't do. But like, Jazz like lived for it. Like Jazz is going on like every Virgin Voyages cruise there ever was.
Shut
and I'm like happy for her. I'm like, you go, like you work with them again. Like I think she's gonna work with them again. But I'm not like, I appreciate the traveling, but I'm not a boat girl.
Got it. Did you do like legit a deal with them?
No,
when
we
you
just
travel?
We literally just like it was gifted basically.
Oh my gosh, but that's so awesome.
We just like worked with them and in exchange for posts, so I don't really have any like.
And had you been on the cruise or had you been on a cruise prior to this one?
I went when I was 14 on a Carnival cruise on a teen tour.
Hell yes.
And I hated it that time too. So
you did.
Yes. I just, my family, I think it's like how you're raised. Like my family never raised me going on cruises. So I think I'm not used to it. And like my parents were always like, we don't like boats. We don't like doing a cruise. So I think I was partially like brainwashed because of that. But I don't know. I would just rather be on solid land. Like, I get a little bit like, I just want to be on land.
And that's so fine. That is so fine, babe. Okay, best mental health move you've ever made.
God, best mental health move. I would say, like, therapy. And, oh, you know what? Best mental health move, unfollowing people on social media that give me bad vibes. Like, the amount, like, that people would consume me, if even just someone, like, that I was jealous of their body or something. Like, that's valid. Like, protect your peace. Like, if someone's look is, like, making you uncomfortable or it hurts you, you don't need to go hate on their page. Just mute them or unfollow them.
Mute is, like, the best. Because I know people, I get anxiety, like, you don't about want someone unfollowing someone. Yeah.
Completely. But, like, with me, like, this was back before I had any followers, and I was just following a bunch of, like, influencers. And if an influencer was, like, body checking all the time or anything that was, like, triggering to me or they was just negative, unfollow them. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Totally. You have to put, even if you don't, like, there's these things are all subconsciously going into your brain and you're absorbing it. So you have to protect what you're absorbing.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, that wraps up our five best moves. Those were Carly's five best moves. On the other hand, instead of from unfollowing, who are people on the internet that, like, you love following, you're fueled by?
Oh, my God. So many. Like, anyone, honestly, like, everyone that's, like, does the body positivity stuff or just body neutrality on, like, TikTok and Instagram. I'm, like, I can't even think of people off the top of my head, but, like, and just people that, you know who's, I love Elise Myers. She does, like.
God, I've never heard of her.
She's so great. She's just really authentic and genuine. She's, like, a comedian, and she's just a mom from, like, I think, like, Kentucky or, I don't know. She's from, like, somewhere really random, and she's just so great and is all about, like, embracing your imperfections, coming as you are kind of thing. That's the vibe that I look for when I follow someone. It's just, like, someone that's authentic. I don't want the polished. And, you know, we're all friends with those some people that post the polished stuff. But it's nice to have the refreshing people in your feed.
I feel like on TikTok, like, on my For You page, there will be every once in a while, like, a mom. There's this mom that I watch, and she just puts her camera up, and she'll make meals for her kids.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, so random and raw. Wait, and
I know who you're talking about, and I fully just followed her the other day.
Yes, I follow her, too, and I'm like, why? I'm like, what is it about? Because I'm not probably her typical, like, demo.
I love it.
But something about how raw, it's almost like I'm a fly on the wall.
Yes, and there's no, like, she doesn't have music. There's just
she doesn't even address the camera.
No, literally.
She's not like, hey, guys.
I just followed her, like, 2 days ago. I'm not even kidding.
And she's just starting. She's like, what the heck do you, like, stinkers want? Like, she's talking to her fans.
Yeah, and it's so great.
Yeah.
It's that authentic, and it's just, like, You got to pay attention to just how you feel when you watch something, and does it make me feel bad or good? And then that's how you kind of can guide, like, who to follow.
She kind of reminds me of, like, you know how you're saying, like, oh, my cool older friend went to IU, so I went to IU? Like, this mom, I don't even know her name, but she reminds me of, like, I want to be that cool of a mom. Like, I don't know who you are, but I need to follow so I can, like, get some tips.
I totally agree with that.
Before I have children.
I know. I love following mom. No, I, like, high-key love following moms. Like, and I'm like, the moms these days are just so cool. Like, they're just doing it. Like, they're doing the damn thing.
I hope that I am making those elaborate ass. Yes. I hope my hardest part of the day is making that damn lunch. I
know. With the bento notes. Boxes, with the notes and the lunch box
and the stencils.
Oh, my God. Too good. I'm stenciling out a PB&J.
They're like, it's National Dinosaur Day, so the whole lunch is themed dinosaur. I'm like, how do these moms do it all?
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
It's like, so unbelievable.
Mad props to them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Carly, what moves are you making in your life currently? Are you trying to get into a different area with social media? Are you trying to, you know, what are you trying to do right now for your life?
So my, like, passion has always been, like, motivational, like, speaking. It was always, like, writing and that kind of thing. But really, like, I love to speak and I love to, like, inspire others. So I've been for the last couple years, like, talking to sororities about, like, mental health and body image.
Wait, I love that.
I do, like, panels and stuff, and high schools as well. So I'm going to, like, a high school soon in Jersey to, like, go in person and actually talk to them. And that's where I really feel, like,
fulfilled.
I feel the most fulfilled when I do that. So I'm like, I just want to do more of that, like, talking to young women. And, like, because when I look at them, I'm like, that was literally me. And, like, I wish I had that person. So I just, like, want to be that person to inspire young girls to be, like, the best versions of themselves.
I love that. And it's like, you're literally going to be that girl that you were looking up to.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Like, I wish I had that. And I hope, I can only hope that I'm like half of, you know, what I needed.
Mm-hmm. And then last thing, because I feel like you've just been slaying TikTok, like what advice for someone that wants to get into TikTok? They're a little scared. Maybe they're in college. They're nervous about what their friends are going to say. Like what advice do you have for them starting out on social media and trying to make it a career?
A, what I said before, just like being consistent, just like putting it out there. And B, like knowing that like if you're going to do it, you just genuinely cannot care what people think. And if you have something in your brain that cares or that's holding you back, you either need to like work through that or you need to like not do content. Because if you care what people think before you even start, just wait until you're actually doing it. And you have all these followers that then care and all these people that don't even know you that are care. So it's like I just tell people like know what you're getting yourself into. Because a lot of the time people don't realize like what it comes with. And just like, so like literally from the, off the bat being like, if you want to do this, you have to dedicate yourself to it and not give a crap what other people think. Like put that aside and do it for you. Because people are laughing at you until you're successful and then they want to get drinks with you. Yes. Like, so it's like, just do you.
Then they're in your DMs.
Then you're in there. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that. This has been fabulous. You shared so much knowledge and tips and tricks. I hope you enjoy your stay in LA. Oh,
thank you. This was the perfect intro to okay, LA. I'm good. So happy.
I'm excited. You'll have the best time. Where can everyone follow you and listen to your podcast? Because she has a fabulous podcast, guys.
Thank you. Yes. You can follow me on Instagram at @Carly_Weinstein, TikTok at @CarlyWeinstein1, and then our podcast, Hot Girl Talks Podcast, and OK Stop Whining.
Yes. Yeah. She also has a podcast with her mom. I was just telling her.
I'm trying to ramp it up.
You but don't like, understand. Like, I will listen.
Thank you.
Please. Like, go off.
Okay.
With your mom, too.
But, just like, mainly, like, Hot Girl Talks is, like, really popping off, so.
Yes. And I see the clips all the time on my For You page, so I'm always liking them.
Oh, good.
Anyway, definitely check out Carly, and you guys know where to follow me. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Comment down below. Rate or review if you're listening on all the audio platforms, and make someone's day this week. Love you guys. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.